Hello everyone, I'm Lasse Nagy from the Norwegian company PPMAS, and today I will talk to you about our favorite project, FlexGrid 4.0. Just a short introduction, so we are an international high-tech company that is running for around 15 years, and the whole time we're always really into research and industry at the same time, so we had a lot of PhD students and MSc students. And for example, the idea to join ROS was coming also from a PhD student, so we always welcome new ideas, and maybe they help us to keep young a little. And as you see, we have quite a big research network, so we have usually 2-3 projects running in parallel in international consortiums. So if you have an interest or a good idea, we could fire up a project and see what it comes out to. And on the industry side, we did actually many things like handling, palletizing, deburring, welding, CAD model handling, all the things. And the most common problem was that all these setups were very, very complicated, and not just to make, but to present to the user, because the operators are usually experts on their own fields and not on our fields, so you cannot expect them to make bash commands and to learn all these things. So we decided to revolutionize how you control industrial systems. If you remember, on the mobile phone market, company did simply changed how people interact with their mobile phones. So they made it sexy, they made it simple, blessed to use, so people not just had to use the mobile phone, but they really wanted to. And this is what we wanted to do with robots. So we made a long-term project with Nachi Fujikoshi, a robot manufacturer. Yes? Closer. Thank you. So we made a long-term relationship and developed FlexGrid 2 and 1, of course, that is running nowadays on all Nachi robots. And with that, you can interact with your robot in a mobile phone-like base, also on your mobile phone. And we got many, many compliments and, of course, criticism that why is it only with Nachi Robotics? So we really tried hard to find the best technologies to get rid of the platform dependencies and from the manufacturer dependencies. And this is why we decided to take HTML5 as the development platform. So now FlexGrid 4.0 runs on all devices, ranging from a TV to a mobile phone or a PC. And we were searching hard for the best middleware we can use, and we decided to use ROS because it has a fantastic community, it has already a well-developed component base, and it's flexible enough for our needs. So if you connect any new device to ROS, FlexGrid will show it in a second. You don't need to reinstall it or recompile it ever. If you check out our website, we already did a quite big job. We started around 1.5 years ago. And it might be a little long list to grab through, even though we have documentation also on the website, so you can dig in. Let me just reorganize this list for you. So on the top, you see we have the UI. The UI is running on a tablet or phone, so you will turn that off, or the Wi-Fi signal will fail. For this common thing, we put everything that has long-term running or it has crucial things into the ROS. So it's running on the FlexGrid node, you can see here. And it has, for example, communication with cameras, logging, alarm management, communication with the robots. And this also can report to our website that is running on the cloud. And of course, you can make an instance yourself. And here you can store all the long-term data and show graphs and send notifications. And the whole ROS thing masks the hardware. And this way, you don't need to modify your UI when you have a new hardware. You will get everything just by requiring the ROS nodes and their type information from ROS Bridge. So let me show you some demos. We just want to use the lamp fidget and put the lamp fidget in binding with a robot's playback mode. For that, I would need around 1 minute. what I do is use the drag and drop functionality and the advanced robot node support. So we believe that the low-level things should run in low-level hardware. So the robot controller should run the robot and not the PC. And the PLC should run the rest of the factory, and we just interact with these devices. But of course, it's also possible to use high-level ROS components. And then through ROSBridge, we get to this robot component that makes the whole communication and connect all this together. So on the top, you see a virtual robot. The left button, left lamp is motors on, and you can switch the teach mode. So you just go into the network, you check what nodes are present, you select the robot. Then you can select the list of variables the robot offers. So it's basically thousands of variables. You don't need all of them. This is why you have to subscribe first. And then we will read all the type information and get a sample of the data. So we know what's inside. You don't need to use the documentation, or you don't need to know what's inside. It will offer you. Then when the subscription is ready, you will see this information right on the node. You can click on it, see what's inside, and give it the shortcut name. With the shortcut name, you don't need to write that much because JavaScript can be a little tiring on the long term. Okay, now we just close it and browse in the list of widgets we have. We want a lamp. We just simply place it. Remember that this is possible on your mobile phone, on your tablet, so it's, you can edit right on the target device. And then let's rewrite the text, and every property is bound like this, so you can make the text size bigger if you want. And we have a live code checking, so it's very hard to make errors, that is hard to find. And then we just copy and paste this widget, put it down, and modify. If you have many devices connected to the same ROS, it synchronizes like every second. So if you have a developer PC, modify there, then all the rest of the devices get it in a few seconds. And it will look the same, that's very important. We have also scaling, and of course you can use the browser built-in scaling. And it works, so you don't need to compile, copy, deploy, all these things are gone. And when you write the code, it's working immediately. The next demo is about a level more up. So you have devices you want to control, but you have a whole factory in Industry 4.0 that you have to control with many devices. So you make a new factory screen with new widgets, as you see on the right side, like fence, camera, devices, obstacles. You just place whatever you have in your factory. Then each device can have a link to screens where you have more details about that device. And of course, one device can have any amount of screens, it just depends on you. And you can make from rectangles any layout you want. It's very tedious, but at the same time, it's very obvious when you check out the factory 2 months after making it. Okay, let's place some fences and cameras. So, what's the big gain from this? You get an SMS on one day that in this and that factory, palletizing robot 1 has some error. So you just click on the SMS and see this screen. You see which cameras are looking at the palletizing robot, click on the camera, and that's it. No IP address and no documentation and no phoning around. It's very, very efficient. And the demo 3 is about alarms. So we have implemented a JavaScript-based alarm system that runs on Linux, so it's a permanent node. And the big plus of this JavaScript-based code that you can not just send data with a lot of logic, like if someone turns on the robot on weekend, then it's a problem, or if the robot is in playback mode and someone enters the cell, then you want to get a notification. We also included the JavaScript basics you need for this in the user documentation, so don't be afraid of it at all. And then all these reports go into our expert site. This has also a fidget system. So you can customize the screens for every factory you have. On the left side, you have the list of factories. And you can also customize what level of notifications you want to see. You can communicate with the user. You can open remote view. And it's also possible to make SMS, email, or push notification notifications. So if you click on a push notification, what happens? The correct factory opens. You can have remote view through VPN. So it's factory accepted. It's very important in our company or industry accepted. And you can see what's happening in the factory. And what's more important, that Rosbachs are recording everything all the time. So you can go back in time and see what happened before the alarm. So you can investigate and debug all the systems. And you can make Flex GUI screens for the past. So you can have more information that you had before you got the alarm. Then you can assemble your own solution screen that is like open the gripper, send the robot to park position, and turn off the motors. When the customer calls, you don't even need to be in the office because you already made the solution and you're sure that it will work. And you can just tell him that the solution is already on your tablet. So just push the buttons I prepared for you and everyone will be happy. So the customer will really feel that it's already solved when he calls you. Okay, and then you see that we have quite a range of things. So let's go through them in from a top-down manner. So the top level is the multi-factory level. We have many projects. Our customers have usually like 5 to 8 projects per year, so it's hard to keep track. Then you can use this expert site to get track of them. And then you can click on an installation, you see the overview of that plant, you can easily remember what's where. Then if you click on a device, then you can see different screens of the device, like this one shows if the robot requires maintenance. It can send an alarm when it requires. You can see here what's the robot doing right now, if it's a long-term task. You can also arrange a set of cameras that is looking at that robot. So it's easier to debug and easier to monitor. And of course, you can make a remote view to that robot or any device and see what's exactly happening. And if it requires fast interaction or anything, then you can give support to the user that's next to it. So many of our customers using remote operations all the time because they have installation on other continents. So it's pretty useful, and it saves the cost on the first trip. So here are some more examples what we did, like valve control, entertainment, force control, pick and place, all these things. And on the website, you can also see what packages we have. So the ROS Industrial package is open source. You can download it, you can try it, you can extend it, you can contact us and fire up some collaboration about your contribution. We have the professional package that has official support from us. And we can also help you to make your first project, so you don't need to be professional instantly. And we can teach you how to make it yourself the next time. If you want to have the multi-factory thing, then it's the enterprise you need. Usually, customers buy first professional, and after like 4 or 5 installations, they switch to enterprise. And then you have the alarms and the chat and all these things. Okay, how do you can get it? So we have a homepage. It's ppm.no/flexgui-home, where you can have all the documentation. You can use our online trial that only requires registration, and it's free to use. You can connect to your ROS Bridge right away without installing anything on your computer. And we have, of course, trial versions for 30 days, or we can make it longer if you are a university student or plan to have any collaboration together. And the source code of the industrial version is on GitHub. So thanks a lot for your attention. I hope I managed to get you some ideas how could you improve your already existing projects. And I would be really happy to meet you during the today or next day, and maybe show more demos or try yourself. Thank you very much. Any questions?
One question. I love. Can you talk about maybe the scale of deployments that you've seen? The largest one would be fun to know, for example, or an average size of deployment in terms of the number of the nodes or number of nodes. Machines talking to the group.
Yeah, so our biggest installations usually have like 8 to 10 active nodes, including PLCs and robots and cameras, or including cameras, it's like 15 or 20. So it's really tricky how to store all the data. So we use like rolling data that we only keep for a day or so. And in case of a problem, that we just keep the relevant data. So yeah, ROS is a bit lacking on the, I mean, ROS 1 is lacking on the performance side when it's like 100 gigabytes of data flowing every day. So then the stability loses, but we can just restart on every morning and that's it. It's kind of awesome. So, thank you very much.